The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about you, but I feel good, Crevo.
I am stinging for the weekend.
It is Friday. We're so happy. God. Happy Friday. Happy 5 a.m. Friday.
Yes, where would you want to be more than
I
right
know.
Here?
You know what? I discovered a new trick this morning.
Oh, did you?
Actually, if you want to get every single green light on the way to work, have something delicious in, like, next to you.
I don't think that's science.
Yeah, it is science. Because this morning, because I normally get a lot of red lights on the way to work, right?
Yeah.
Friday now is my day where I go and get myself a hot chocolate from Macca's.
Treat yourself.
Got myself a hash brown.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, when I get to a red light, I'm going to dig in. Do you think I got one red light on the way here? Absolutely not.
I call that tempting fate when you do that.
So I had to eat it when I got into the car park and it was a bit colder than what I would like it to be. Disappointed, but got me here quicker.
You can always tempt fate like that, Meg. You can always tempt fate.
But did that creep you out this morning? Because you said the other day, when I leave, that's your alarm. I left 10 minutes earlier so I could get my hot chocolate.
It was weird. I was like, what's Meg doing leaving so early?
Yeah, it was to get my hot chocolate and the hash brown. Sneaky hash brown.
Ah, sneaky, sneaky.
Sneaky, sneaky hash brown. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Now, you said you went yesterday and you went to Peter Alexander and splashed out on your pyjamas.
Oh, they have a sale, which is the only time they don't go.
Is that the life? Brand new. Did you use them last night by any chance?
I did. Flat pants. Oh my goodness.
Also don't wash your clothes before you when you buy them new.
Well, apparently I didn't yesterday, as I'm now
you
realizing.
Know what? The excitement of having brand new pajamas.
It's too exciting.
The excitement of brand new pajamas. You just sleep better. It's like when you got fresh sheets on your bed.
Exactly.
You feel better.
Do you get like the silky ones or is it more like
a flannelette?
Oh,
flannelette
yeah.
For winter. Nice and warm and for winter. Comfy.
They have a quirky design on them. Peter Alexander always oh, it's got tiny dogs on it.
Well, I wanted the tiny dogs, but there was none in my size, so I went with giraffes instead.
That's what I mean. Tiny giraffes. Yeah. Same, different length of neck.
I might have to go have a look, see if they've got any crazy bird ones.
Would recommend.
That would be amazing.
They probably do.
Yeah.
It's that sort of place.
Let's have a look into it then.
The Novos. For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Jess, how good is this? 5 Newcastle Knight NRL women's players in for the Sky Blues.
Yeah, this is awesome. Millie Boyle, Hannah Southwell, Yasmin Clydesdale, Kira Dibb and Caitlin Johnston are all on the Blues team tonight, taking on the Maroons in Canberra. They're pretty confident with the players that they've got that they can hopefully win. The last 2 years, Queensland have won the trophy and the 2 years
before. We're changing that. So we're changing that this year.
Hopefully the first 2 years that the NRLW had a state of origin, we won.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's our turn to grab
it
back.
So the scores are tied, essentially, is what you're saying.
Well, for as long as it's been running officially, yes.
Yes. Wow. So it's actually going down in Canberra, which I find very strange.
At least it's in the middle. It's not in Queensland.
Yeah, it's not in Queensland, I guess.
But it's impartial middle ground.
Exactly.
The men's one's going down in Perth.
It is. So Perth on Sunday afternoon, which is, a bit of a bone of contention, Sunday afternoon, really. But anyway, Knights players are in there as well. On the Queensland side only this time, though, Kaelin Ponga and Dane Gagai, the guys who are on the New South Wales side, unfortunately got dropped because of some injuries. But we'll certainly be watching Kaelin Ponga and Dane Gagai, even though, of course, we're going for New South Wales.
It's going to be on at a weird time, surely, if it's going to be in Perth.
Well, yeah, the time difference.
That's going to be strange.
Is that like going to be like
late?
Late then.
Unless they have it in the afternoon in Perth.
Well, I thought it was 7:30 here our time, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's not so bad. Because normally it's about 8:10, roughly kickoff is.
Little Sunday session.
Yeah.
Exactly. For a lot of people.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of dusty heads
on Monday. Yeah, definitely.
Especially if New South Wales win.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Especially. Now, police have also put out a warrant for a gentleman who's been doing some fairly seriously bad stuff, yeah?
A lot of things.
A very long list. So, 35-year-old Luke Atkinson's wanted for some outstanding warrants for drugs, property, weapons, stealing, assault, traffic and fraud offences. fences. Apparently, he's known to frequent the Sutherland area in Sydney, but also the Hunter Valley too. So he's described as Caucasian, 180 centimetres tall, with a shaven head and a medium build, which I know doesn't narrow it down very much. We will have a photo up on our website very shortly.
Just so it's a stay away and contact police situation, isn't it?
Yeah, don't approach him if you do see him. Just get straight in touch with police.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Jess. We'll get another news update at 5:30.
The Novos.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
The fact that I said, I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as, New FM.
It's always good to have a trade up your sleeve, right, Crivo?
Oh, you got to, right? It's
the
like
way to the big bucks.
It is. The tradies are the new millionaires.
Now, an electrician, he has used his very specific set of skills.
Electrical skills to
make a side hustle,
if you will.
Because obviously the electrician trade wasn't paying his bills.
Right.
So he's decided to set up a bit of a side hustle that's got him into a bit of trouble.
Oh, no.
Yeah, unfortunate for him. We'll get into the details after Shawn Mendes, When You're Gone.
Very naughty boy.
Very naughty boy. We'll get into the details next. We're going to Adelaide for this next story with a guy. He's electrician, tradie, sparky, if you will.
Lecky.
Do you call them leckies?
Yeah.
I've never called them. I call them sparkies.
Yeah, that's a normal one.
I've never heard the term lecky before.
Live and learn, Meg.
Live and learn. Well, what he's done. He obviously has a specific set of skills that he can use to his advantage, being a sparky or a lecky, as you would say. And he's decided to redirect some of the power supply to his own facility, if you will. Now, the facility in question, this might give you a hint.
Okay. Is he growing some sort of tomatoes or something?
Hydroponically. Yeah, and due to this, he actually had his registration for his electrician's license cancelled.
Well, I would think so, because you can't be nicking power as an electrician. That's just one of the key things you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, so apparently he had this giant crop of tomatoes.
A giant crop of tomatoes.
And, yeah, it was a whole setup that he redirected power from the grid to power his own crop.
Wow.
Not the smartest thing you're going to do. No. That's what you do for a living.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's ruining his chances at continuing work. Plus, also, electricians paid pretty well.
Yeah, they're not crying poor a lot of the time.
No.
That's for sure. Like, I've got a couple of friends who are sparkies, and they are not.
They're doing
all right.
They're driving Hiluxes and stuff.
Now, obviously, he was charged for the growing of these particular tomatoes.
Yeah,
you can't be growing your own tomatoes. Have you seen what tomatoes are going for right now? $10 a kilo.
Exactly. Very expensive.
Very expensive for tomatoes. But the thing is, he managed to overturn the cancellation of his electrician's registration.
How's he done that?
I'm not 100% sure, but he's gone to court, and they've gone, it had nothing to do with your charge for the actual growing of the tomatoes. Had nothing to do with the electrician.
Maybe you know what it probably
redirecting
was.
Redirecting the power from
he
the
probably
grid.
Did it in a safe way. Probably. And they're like, we can't argue with your work, mate.
Yeah. But the photo they've used for this article is giving me severe anxiety. I need to show you this.
Okay. All right. What have you got here?
Okay. I need to turn this off.
That doesn't look safe.
It's just a giant power board with...
like hundreds of plugs coming off it.
Hundreds of plugs, hundreds of extension cords. Obviously, that's probably not what he did. And that's just the photo that the ABC have decided to use. But, mate, look, use your powers of electricity for good.
That's right.
Stop growing tomatoes.
There's plenty of work out there at the moment.
Exactly. There's no need to be harvesting tomatoes as a side hustle.
Exactly.
You can just do a
normal job.
Yeah. What have we got next, Crivo?
This is an interesting one. We're going to do... I've completely lost my information here. Hang on. You've forgotten.
Someone got married, I believe.
Oh, yeah, this is really... Yeah, we're going to get into that in just a minute.
The Novos. Love story,
baby, just say yeah. Not your typical love story. So this guy, meets this guy on a dating app and they go out for a couple of dates. And
it's the most romantic way to meet someone.
Well, it's classic, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, they start they get intimate. The guy goes over and stays at the girl's house for about a week and actually helps with the...
A week?
A week, yeah. And they and helps out because the lady's parents are a bit unwell.
Oh.
So he's like helping out, hanging out there, just spending some time, getting to know each other, I guess you could say.
Yep.
They then... he then asks this lady's parents if like, the blessing to get married.
After a week?
No, well, they'd been hanging, after this. Okay. So they had the week together, then they're dating a bit more, and then, you know, he says, you know, could I propose to your daughter, you know, doing the romantic thing?
Well, he helped them when they were sick. They're going to say yes.
Of course, and they did say yes.
Yeah.
However, after they get married, he moves into their house, like the family home. They're all living together. And they notice, oh, he's always... showering with his clothes on.
What?
There's something a bit odd going on here. Turns out that this guy was actually a woman who had been pretending to be a guy, and the job was pretend as well. He'd pretended he was a doctor.
Oh, he was not a doctor, was
he? Was not a doctor, and he was not a guy. He was a woman.
Wow.
So eventually, how's this? The mum asked him to prove that he was a man.
And what was the way that he had to prove that he was a man?
Stripping down naked. And so apparently they'd been intimate, but he'd only ever used his hands. So they had no...
oh, my God.
No way of knowing.
So obviously the woman would have been like, oh, you know, I want to have kids soon, obviously.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to obviously get a bit more physical. And he or she in this case was like... Oh, no.
No need for that right now.
No need
now.
For that right
we'll
now.
We'll worry about that later.
Wow.
Small issue, didn't have a penis.
Oh.
So quite an awkward family moment there, I can only imagine.
Because I know, like, transgender dating is a thing, and that's completely fine. But normally that's something you would bring up with a potential partner.
Yeah,
I like you, but just giving you a heads up, this is the situation. If you're into that, you're into that. If you're not, you're not. This person obviously hasn't given the person the heads up.
So now it's a court case.
It's a court case.
Yeah, because...
she wants a divorce.
Yeah,
obviously.
And also he was pretending and falsifying his qualifications as a doctor as well.
Wow.
So there's a whole...
So where was this? Japan?
No, it's over in Indonesia.
Indonesia, okay. Because I remember hearing a court, not the same thing, but a guy, this was like 15 years ago, a guy sued his wife because he didn't know that she had had plastic surgery before they had gotten married.
Oh.
And then when they had children, the children, as he said, weren't very attractive due to the fact he didn't know what he was getting into and sued the wife.
Oh, it's a world fraught with danger.
You know
out there,
what? All I'm saying is, if you're going to go into a relationship, be honest. Especially if you're going to get to the point of getting married to someone.
Yeah.
But you got to be honest.
You've
got some things going on that, you know, that might be questionable for some people. Bring it up before the wedding day.
It's going to end up with less heartache, that's for
exactly, sure. And probably less legal fees.
Yeah, definitely.
As well. Oh, my goodness, that poor girl.
I know. Imagine being tricked all that time.
No, now she's got to go through a court case as well as heartbreak at the same time.
And find another man
who she hopes in her situation is a man, especially if she wants to start a family.
Picks or it didn't happen.
Pretty much.
I want proof.
The Novos. The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
I'm pumped, Crevo. You pumped?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Soon as it's time to wrap this up.
9:01, the chair is spinning, the dust will be...
Yeah, zooming
the dust
out
will be
the
there,
door. Everyone, as everyone should, when you wrap up your work on a Friday, go on!
Bye-bye!
Exactly.
Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
Are you going to be, like, out of here at, like, 1:01?
Maybe. I've got to work tomorrow, so the weekend's going to be exciting.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I have an OB.
Oh, that's
Harvey
fun.
Norman.
Oh, Harvey. Which Harvey Normans are people can come meet? Jackson, the fabulous Jackson.
I'm not 100% sure. You've put me on the spot.
Okay, I think it might be Katara.
You want to? Hey, go to every Harvey Norman. They're all good.
Yeah, you know what? Go check it out. Go stalk Jackson. Give him a hug.
Exactly.
Don't give me a hug.
Go buy a computer and an air conditioner. Like,
yeah.
Harvey Norman's great.
I was going to say maybe a heater.
Yeah, that too.
Electric blanket.
Take your pick. They've got all that stuff.
4K LED QLED TV from the legends at Harvey Norman.
God, they're legends.
Amazing. Apart from that, what do you got on this weekend, Crevo?
Oh, just tonight I'm actually going to a comedy show, going out for dinner. Tomorrow, I think I'm going out for dinner tomorrow as well.
Oh, mate, you got to come in full, very full on Monday.
Yeah, well, usually these things pass by then. But,
yeah.
You know,
well,
What are you doing?
Well, I had Domino's last night for dinner, so I'm going to be eating Domino's for the next 3 days. and that's it. I've been watching a lot of Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares on YouTube.
Oh, nice.
Been binging that like nothing else, so I'll probably just do that all weekend.
Absolutely mad
but
for
I don't
it.
Have to work this weekend.
Oh, nice.
I might come into Crevo's in Hamilton North.
I'll be there all weekend.
I'll do some work for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You can sort that out.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Make some money.
And the other thing we can do is play Lads versus Lasses, Crevo.
That's what we're doing up next. The Lads getting so close to 50. I can smell it. Smell that. That's 50
like
points.
No. It smells horrible, guys.
On 47, 13, 10, 09, we need one guy and one girl to play. Bit of a quiz, three questions. Whoever gets the most wins $50 to spend at Gamble and Brown at Katara. Good cafe. You get your breakfast and coffee sorted. All right. One guy, one girl. 13, 10, 09, call now.
We are playing Lads versus Lasses next. Best of luck, guys. Phone lines are open. 13, 10, 09.
The Novos.
Lads. Versus Lasses.
Yeah, our ultimate battle of the sexes, Lads, smashing at 49 points.
Oh, you're nearly at half a century.
I know, the Lasses are way behind. Well, not only three points behind.
2 points?
47. Well, it's going to be three after tonight.
Oh, sure.
So
I'm
just looking positive, thinking ahead, you know.
Sure.
We still actually need a lady, otherwise it'll be too easy for us guys to win.
Yeah.
13, 10 and 9
Don't
girls.
Get discouraged by Crevo's smack talk.
if you want to play, $50 to spend at Gamble and Brown. This is like that great cafe over at Katara Home Centre.
Delicious.
You could go there with a friend. You sort yourself out coffee and breakfast on us.
I was going to say, if you go in there on the weekend to do some shopping at the Homemaker Centre, perfect way to kick it off with.
Yeah, or plan your weekend around this.
Yes.
Lovely,
beautiful.
You know, scrambled eggs or something.
Oh. Add a bacon. Milkshake, yum.
Isn't it what? Let's meet our guy there now.
Let's go to Brett in Thornton. He's an asphalter, loves his rugby. Who's your team, Brett? Hello, Brett. Hold on.
We'll come back. Yeah, we'll come
Hello,
back.
Hello, Brett. No, he's not
come
there.
Come back to him.
Come back to him, unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll meet our lass in just a second, though.
Yeah, hopefully we'll meet them because really we do need...
Siobhan, is it?
Siobhan. Hey, Siobhan. Hey, Siobhan. Hey, how are you?
We got you.
Very well, thank you.
That's the way. Let's get into your questions. Nice and simple, this first one. The Everest is an SUV made by which brand?
Ford.
That's correct. One on the board. Well done. All right, this next one is, if I have a Ryobi 2000 watt 254 dual bevel sliding miter. Okay, sliding miter. That's the key part. What type of tool is that?
It's a saw.
Yeah, of course it is. You're an absolute genius. Here we go. Number three. Let's see if you can get a clean sweep here.
Yeah.
Which truck brand has the logo of a bulldog?
Mac.
Oh,
it absolutely is.
I love it, Siobhan. How good.
And I think Brett has been, like, put off by how good
we'll
Siobhan
try him.
Was.
Hello, Brett.
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
This is what Jackson's telling me. So we're just going to give it to Siobhan.
Yeah, we are. Siobhan, well done.
Clean sweep.
How good, babe?
That's very good.
Point for the girls. Clean sweep. What a happy Friday, babe.
Yeah, we've got to get it up there and beat those boys.
Yeah, we do. We're so close.
It's very competitive, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think so, but
48.
People absolutely love it.
48. I knew you couldn't get to 50 today, Crevo. I knew it in my bones. Siobhan had it in the bag.
And,
clean sweep. Beautiful.
Brett was just put off by how good Siobhan was.
I think so. Yeah. Sorry, Brett. Maybe
it's
next
the way
week.
It is.
Maybe
it's
next
the way
it week. Is. Hey, I came across this story yesterday. Mm. Oh, my goodness. A woman, she's happily married now.
Yeah.
And she had a baby. But it is not what you think. The baby she didn't give birth to, the husband isn't the Novos. Couldn't get over this story, Crevo. Oh my God. I'm very happy that this woman has found love. This is questionable love.
Is it though? Love is love, Meg. Don't be discriminatory. Look, you of all people.
Maybe I'm bitter because I'm single. I don't know. But this woman, her mother created her a rag doll, like made her a rag doll, right?
Mm.
And it was a male rag doll. I didn't know that it really mattered what gender the rag doll was. This woman has fallen in love with the rag doll.
Oh, dude, okay. Was it anatomically correct?
I'm not sure. It doesn't actually say, but the thing is, she said to her mother, "I've fallen in love." And the mum's like, "Oh, I'm glad you finally met someone." 37 years old, this woman is.
Oh, is she now?
37. She's like, you know what? She wanted someone to dance with, so her mum created her this rag doll, and she's fallen in love and then claimed she's fallen pregnant with a rag doll.
Well, that's absolutely a lie.
Right? Claim that she even put on 4 pounds during the pregnancy.
I think that's just her enjoying Cadbury Dairy Milk
and eating to her heart's content because of those pregnancy cravings, right? But the thing is, she's a very traditional woman, 37-year-old woman, pregnant with a rag doll. And she said, you know what?
She's not a traditional woman.
No, but she didn't want to give birth out of wedlock.
Oh.
So what she's done is she arranged a wedding with 250 family and friends to have a wedding with the male rag doll before she gave birth to the baby rag doll.
Now, what astonishes me the most about this is that she has 250 friends.
You know what? I don't think she does.
I think a lot of them might be rag dolls as well.
A lot of them might have been rag dolls, maybe the seamstress of the rag doll. I don't know. But she had a honeymoon with the ragdoll husband in Rio de Janeiro.
What? Does that mean she had to buy, like, flights?
I don't know.
Does she buy an extra seat for him?
Or does she shove him in the luggage? Who knows?
Because that's properly mad if she does. All I can think of is, you know, like, when kids have a tea party with their dolls?
Yeah.
That's what the wedding is like.
This is the exact situation.
250 dolls in a room that she's rented out. And that's where she gets married.
Now, it gets even better. According to her, she gave birth to a new rag doll in a 35-minute labour at home with a doctor and a nurse present, and then said it was pain-free and live-streamed it to 200 people.
Is that the same 200 dolls again?
Most likely.
Are you watching my birth?
You know
yes,
what?
Yes, I am.
Now I know if I'm single, all I need to do is go to Toys R Us, pick myself up a rag doll, I'll be set.
I think you should get help if that's what you're doing.
I probably will.
The Novos.
13:10:09. What valuables did you drop down the train, toilet, etc.? Emmy lost her earring, her beloved earring, gone.
Gone. What kind of earrings? Like gold, silver?
Ah, probably so, you know.
You don't pay attention. That's all I need to know on this.
I think they were gold with like a small CZ or diamond or something.
No,
it wasn't that big.
Emmy.
Like $200 maybe for the pair.
Yeah. Still unfortunate.
If you like an earring or a bit of jewellery, it sucks, doesn't it? The value's not overly important.
No, let's go to the phones. Hey, Jade in East Maitland. Hey.
Morning, Novo.
Morning. What have you lost down the drain, Jade?
I lost my false teeth.
Jade! Oh, you got to tell us how this happened, babe.
Okay, so I've had false teeth since I was 12.
Yeah.
And I was about 15 and I played clarinet in a band. And it was my first major concert, so I got a bit of the, you know, belly wobble.
Oh.
And just before the concert went on, I threw up like it was the night after. I threw up everywhere.
Oh, no.
And false teeth, they're not cheap, are they?
I walked out, I cleaned up my mouth and I walked out and I looked in the mirror and I realised that I no longer had my teeth.
And you would have been on stage.
Yeah, and I couldn't go on stage because I couldn't play anymore because it's my front teeth and I played clarinet.
Oh, Jay! Because I was just about to say, they're not cheap, are they, false teeth?
No, it's about $600 for two.
Oh, you poor bugger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like scarred. I'm scarred by that story.
Wow.
Kathy's up next in Stockton. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. What went down the drain?
My mother's engagement ring.
Oh, no. Kathy, what happened?
My mother was washing up.
Yeah.
And she lost her sapphire and diamond engagement ring down the drain.
Yeah, so...
When she opened the thing.
Yeah.
And we got it back 25 years later.
No way!
Are you serious?
So how was it just sitting there?
No, I'm serious. Because we had to replace the sink.
Yeah.
And when my father took out all the pipes, here it is sitting in the pipes.
No.
What was her reaction?
I caught in all the muck in the pipes.
Oh, yeah. So that would have been a professional cleaning job for sure.
Very much so.
Was it just in the U-bend?
Yes.
Isn't that astonishing?
Wow.
After 25 years, you would have thought the water would have caught it, but no.
Yeah,
no,
it didn't. So you could be lucky still.
You could be lucky, Kareeva.
Just got to reno that bathroom.
Wow.
I only just did that bathroom. We'll have to wait 25 years.
Jade, Kathy, thank you so much. That was incredible. False teeth and an engagement ring. It happens.
It sure does.
Hey, what's the goss up next with producer Jackson?
I've got audio of a Kim Kardashian Instagram live, which proves kids should not be on social media.
Oh, interesting. We'll get the details next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
Now, producer Jackson, according to you, kids should not be on social media, especially Kim Kardashian's kids.
Well, if you have 320 million followers and you go live, you want to make sure that nothing's going to go wrong or they don't be rude, right?
I think so.
This is what happened to her the other day. Not the best.
Say hi.
Hi.
This is called Instagram Live.
Hi, weirdos.
Hey, stop it.
Hi, vloggers.
If you're watching this, I hate you.
Hey, see?
They are learning that behaviour from somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So who's the one in the family that thinks all the fans are weirdos?
Oh, I'm going to say...
Kanye?
No, I was going to say, like, Kendall Jenner. Like, all my fans are weirdos.
I think Kanye.
It's definitely Kanye attitude, right?
I'm getting Kendall Jenner vibes. Like, can you hear it? All my fans are, like, absolute weirdos.
Yeah, possible. Possible.
Like, it just sounds like a Kim pretty good impression. Thing.
Pretty good impression.
Yeah. I'll charge extra for that.
I guess the kids, you can't control their behaviour.
No.
Like if you're going to go on a live video, kids are unpredictable.
Kids say the darndest. What do they say? Kids say the darndest
things. Oh, my God. So, like, obviously their kids got reprimanded after
yes.
it.
Yes, she was sort of trying to politely scold them on Instagram Live, and it only lasted a couple of seconds after that, but yep.
So they shut the video down straight
up. She shut it down. Yeah,
yeah, oh, really? So she just canned it?
Yep.
So what was she going live for?
I don't know. I think she was on the way to Jimmy Fallon.
Didn't she tell Jimmy Fallon to shut up or something?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
maybe.
She went off at someone.
Oh, it's probably.
I can't remember what it was, but I haven't watched the video yet. It's on the list on my YouTube at the moment.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. Thank you very much, Jackson. We'll check in with the Hunter's 100% Local Newsroom with Jess next.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
Feel good Friday.
So, Meg, yesterday I went to the tip because I had to drop off all this rubbish from the reno site out of the terrace. So I'd loaded up the van. There was, like, old doors and bits of wire and all these, like, fence palings and just real heavy,
lots
disgusting junk. Right?
Junk.
Go out to Summer Hill, out to the waste place out there.
Yeah.
And I was driving. When I went out there, I threw everything away except for there were these... skirting boards. They're like the brushed aluminium ones.
Oh, yeah.
Or stainless, brushed stainless or something.
Yeah.
That I'd bought from the IKEA place when I did the kitchen up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they're still in the packet with the barcode and everything. I could probably return those.
Get some money back.
Yeah, so I was still unloading the van. So I popped them on the roof of the van, finished unloading, off I went, and I got all the way back to the University of Newcastle, like just in front at University Drive.
Oh, the big roundabout there?
Yeah, went through the roundabout, and there's a traffic light where there's a crossing?
Yep.
I was there, it came up, red light. Oh, a little bit late, put on the anchors, and as I did, the skirting boards slid off the roof. I forgot to put them back in the car.
Cream.
Straight onto the road. Luckily, there was no car in front of me or I would have 100% just flew off and hit them like an arrow. I jumped out of the car and threw them back in the van, got the other ones off the roof that was still up there, and went on my way.
Was there much traffic around?
It was very quiet, luckily.
Oh, thank goodness.
I couldn't believe I got so far just quietly.
Yeah, without it all going happening. Around corners and whatnot.
Everything. Anyway, this is what I wanted to do. 13:10:09, what fell off the roof of the car?
It happens so much. You see it especially at servos.
Yeah,
People chuck their coffee on top of the car.
Off it goes.
They're filled up.
The more valuable, the better.
Yeah.
Or if it's just something that sticks in your mind. Of course, every caller that gets to air today in the draw for a family pass to go and see a movie of your choice at Reading Cinemas.
Oh, 13:10:09.
Right. What fell off the roof of your car? There was me yesterday scuttling out onto University Drive out the driver's seat after my skirting board slid off the top of the van onto the road. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
You were so lucky. There was no one in front of you.
Yeah, no one in front, no cars, nothing. I was like, thank God.
Thank goodness. No insurance claim here.
Nothing to worry about. Threw them back in the van.
You said no one really saw you either.
Yeah, no, it was just a quiet moment on University Drive right in front of Newcastle Uni there.
Yeah, this how good.
By myself, thank God.
You've done it well. Let's go to the phones. What fell off the roof of your car? Renee in Holmesville. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. What fell off the roof of your car?
My handbag with my wallet in it.
Okay, so how far into the trip have you gotten before you've realised?
Okay, so I lived at Charlestown at the time, so I went through three streets, through all the main double highway streets and into the shopping centre, and it's obviously come off at the roundabout, one of the roundabouts. I had everyone bipping at me, and I'm like, what are they bipping at, Carrie? What are they bipping at? They're bipping at us. What are they bipping at us? And he's going, I don't know. And I'm like, oh.
And you're questioning every turn you've done to say, what have I done wrong?
Yeah. And then I go, oh, where's, gets out the car with the kids. I said, where's my handbag? He goes, I don't know, you had it. I said, no, I didn't. You had it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's what they're bipping out. I blame Kip, of course.
Of course.
For everything, but.
Yeah, you blame him for everything. It's your handbag. You put it up there, but it's his fault.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
I also like the way you say bipping. That's my. I've
enjoyed.
Did you
get your handbag back, Renee?
Yes, I actually did. I had a phone call because it was Thursday night shopping, so we got up there about 5:00. I get the phone call about 7:00 or something, and they say, Renee, and I'm like, I've got your handbag and everything, and I'm like, what? Really? And they said, everything was in it. Yeah, everything. Oh. They said, I haven't opened it, blah, blah, blah. So me children could eat that week because that was shopping money.
Oh, Renee.
There's good people out there, isn't there?
There is good people. Thanks, Renee. I happy ending
story.
On that one.
And I love the way Renee says bipping.
It's so good.
It entertains me.
So
Michael's
good.
Up next in North Lambton. What's what fell off the car, off the roof of the car?
Well, I've been to the produce shop and got some bales of hay and a goat block, which is like a trace mineral that actually weighs 20 kilo.
What? A goat block?
A goat block.
Okay.
Yeah. And I stopped at the truck stop just out of town. There's normally a little bit of grain sitting on the ground there sometimes. And anyway, I've sat it up on the top of the roof and loaded the truck up and rearranged a couple of things on the back of it and jumped in and out I go, ready to hit the main road. And the truck's coming up over the hill, so I'm on the anchors, and there she comes, straight down on the bonnet, puts a good sized dent in the bonnet.
Oh no, was it a flash car?
No, she's only a work truck, matey, but she goes all right when she's going. It's actually broken down at the moment out the bush.
Oh no, that's a whole different phoner that we'll talk to you about again sometime.
Yeah, so hopefully I can get it going. But the goat block's worth about $28.
Oh no, did you lose it?
No, I got it back. It comes in a cardboard box and a bit of plastic around the inside.
All's well that ends well, hey?
It is, and the goats ended up having a good time with it.
Well, they had a good lick of that, didn't they?
They sure did.
Well, thanks for
thank you, Michael.
Cool. I didn't think we'd get goat block.
Block. That's not what I thought we'd be talking about today, but we did, hey?
That we did.
Hey, up next, Christian Bale. He was in one of the Marvel movies not too long ago, right?
Of course.
He didn't realise what he was signing on for.
Oh, this is
now,
interesting.
Now, this is quite interesting. I'll get into the details next, but you know what? Absolutely nuts. 7:16, good morning. And you might have heard the new Marvel movie that's coming to cinemas, Thor, Love and Thunder, right?
Obviously, big
with,
new one.
Yeah, with Chris Hemsworth and Christian Bale, right? So he's revealed in an interview he had absolutely no idea what the MCU was. Now, I'm not a nerd by any means, but I know what the Marvel Cinematic Universe is. Everyone does.
Or isn't it just all the Marvel characters?
All the Marvel characters, all the Marvel movies, like Iron Man, Thor, Avengers, all that kind of stuff. He had absolutely... This guy works in Hollywood, had absolutely no idea what the Marvel Cinematic Universe was.
If you just said MCU out of context, though, I wouldn't know either. But
that's
it's
true.
But it's not my job to be a character in one of the movies. If it was, I'd learn all about it real quick.
Exactly. The thing is, it's like when you go for a job, normally you research the company a little bit.
You go on the website, you see what they do, you write that down, and then you remember it for the interview.
Well, for me in particular, if I'm going for a job at a certain company, I Google them. Mainly so I can write it in the cover letter that I know a bit about the company.
Of course you do. You ring them up and you go, hey, what are you up to? Or, you know, find out about their products, see what the customers are like, all that sort of stuff.
So obviously
he's done none of that.
Yeah, Christian Bale's obviously got a phone call from his agent and said, oh, I've got a movie role for you, you have to go audition. Okay, and he just rocks up.
And just went and did it.
Did the script reading and then probably said MCU. Oh, what does that stand for?
Doesn't worry about it, moves on, gets the job anyway.
I can't believe that. That's just the epitome of luck.
Yeah, isn't it? Well, have you ever went for a job or done a job where you didn't know what it was?
Yeah, I have. So I went for a sales job and I thought it was just retail. I honestly thought it was just retail because they didn't really give you much information.
Okay.
And then I rocked up and I thought, okay, maybe it's like phone sales or something like that. Got there on the first day. And then they loaded us up in cars, sent us out to Beresfield to do door knocking for a charity.
Oh, my God.
I lasted one day.
Yeah, that's about all I would do for
if
that.
If I'm door knocking in Beresfield in 43-degree heat, asking for charity.
You want real big money.
Yeah, because you had to knock on the door and people are like, oh, would you like to donate to charity? And they're like, oh, yeah. And they go to give you $5. It's like, no. You got to sign up for a monthly donation of a minimum of $20. No. You get the door slammed in your face.
Of course you do. No one wants to chat to you about that.
No, absolutely not. But you know what? That was my only experience. Mate, it's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Get your shit together.
You would think so.
That's all I'm going to say on that.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Crivo.
The fact that I said, I think I've seen it, I think tells you all you need to know.
The Novos, local as, New FM.
All right, so if you're a person who's got a bit of retail experience, maybe a bit of food services experience.
Okay, I've got all these.
There's this really cool opportunity I want to talk about up next where you could be making $130,000 a year plus all these really cool extras.
What? $130,000?
It's good money. It's a cool opportunity, and I think it'd be great for somebody who just wants to get ahead a bit in life.
And it's a retail gig.
It's a retail food gig.
All right, right, we'll get into the details after Madonna.
The Novos. You ain't gotta go away.
If you have a bit of experience in fast food or maybe in retail, this is a great opportunity.
I am all ears. Yeah. I want to get this cash.
Like, okay. You do have to move to South Hedland, which is in like Western Australia, but it is on the coast.
Okay.
It's like a mining area.
Yeah.
But basically, you've got an opportunity to run this chicken shop, right, which is big over in Western Australia. It's like the Red Rooster of here.
Okay.
It's called Chicken Treat. Ooh. It has this like cult following over there. It's absolutely massive in Western Australia. Everyone talks about it, and they're opening a store in this like mining town. Basically, it's on, like I said, on the coast. If you move there, but first up, they pay $130,000 a year, right?
Jeez,
you'll be the store manager. Great experience, and they are sort of looking for somebody who maybe has a, some experience, but doesn't need to be. You don't need to be a manager yet. Like
yeah.
maybe this is something you can move up into.
So they're willing to train you to a degree
exactly.
to get to the where they need you to be.
That's right. And then, furthermore, they obviously they realise you probably won't be from that town, so they fly you wherever you want in Australia twice a year, return flights.
Wow.
So if you're like, I see this as such a good opportunity. If you're like a young person who's got a bit of experience, wants to get ahead in life, how good would this be? You go out there, you learn to be a manager, you'd learn a lot about yourself moving somewhere different.
Yeah.
And you're making a heap of cash. Like 130 grand a year is good money.
I'm sorry, I'm distracted. I'm writing my resume.
As we do this.
See, I've got retail experience. I've worked with food before. I worked at Michelle's Patisserie 15 years ago. That'll do, right?
Hey, it could well do.
Do you reckon I could do the show from Perth?
Ah, the time difference might make it difficult.
Oh, because what time would I have to get up?
Like, before you even went to bed, I think.
Like, so, it's a 2-hour difference. We start at 5.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This is a possibility, but really hard. Look, you couldn't do this and that at the same time, Meg. It
mate,
just
for 130 grand, I could do anything you wanted me to do.
Oh, could you now?
Absolutely.
Hey, look, I just think, what a cool opportunity. If I was young, starting my career.
Yeah.
And wanted to get ahead, maybe get a house deposit together. You work there for a couple of years,
yep.
you know, build up your experience, save a lot of money.
Beautiful part of the world, too.
You're right on the coast there. The fishing's amazing.
Yep.
You know, you could make a really cool life out there. I don't know. I think there's opportunity out there for people who are willing to, you know, give things a crack.
And possibly get to eat great chicken.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. They're hooking you up with, like, at least a discount on the chicken.
Man, I wonder what their chips and gravy are like.
Probably excellent. I think they're really famous.
Might need
for
to go
that,
over there to try the chips and gravy and possibly a job interview. Hey, birthday lotto is up next. We're 375 buckaroonies.
That it is. I've just spun the wheel and we're looking for anyone born in September.
Okay, if you're born in September and you want your chance at the cash, 13, 10 and 9, the phone lines are open. It is 7:44.
The Nomos.
Birthday lotto.
You just made my day.
All you got to do is have a birthday to win $375. We're not making it any easier, my friend.
Can't,
actually. Literally. Come here, show your ID, prove it's your birthday.
That's it.
As long as we draw out that birthday anyway.
Yeah, of course. Then you walk out with the money.
Yeah.
Let's meet our contestant. It's Rebecca from Mayfield, God's Country. She has a question for me, apparently. Hello, Rebecca.
Good morning, Crevo.
Good morning to you too.
Good morning, Meg.
Oh, good morning.
What is your question for me?
Good morning, Crevo. I just wanted to know if you were interested in purchasing a antique Singer sewer table for your shop.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, awesome. I wasn't too sure. I thought I might send you a picture of it.
Yeah, we can.
You might want to purchase it.
Yeah, absolutely interested. We'll sort this out off the air, though. Because
all right.
We're too busy trying to give you money.
Yeah, that's what we want to give you money first.
So you can go to Mecca.
Yes.
I love this. What is your go-to thing at Mecca?
I actually am into skincare more than makeup even these days.
Oh, I like that.
You need to have a good... Skin
you do, you do.
Beautiful.
Like, my skincare regime is actually horrible. I use a face wash and that's it. I need to get moisturiser into my life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, let's get you some money. Let's spin these birthday balls.
Hey, while you're spinning them, Meg.
Yeah.
I know this is crazy, Rebecca, but in my mind, you wanted to go to Mecca in the Middle East.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, that's really cool and cultural.
Yeah.
With $375.
Exactly. That might get you half an airfare. Jeez Louise. Or what was the month again, Creeper? I've forgotten already.
It was September.
September. Okay. Were you born on the 17th of September?
No.
Oh, no.
Sorry,
oh, well.
Rebecca. Maybe you might get some money for a sewing machine. Like.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll Creva will sort it out off the air.
Yeah.
$375 up for grabs before 9 o'clock this morning. Hey.
The Novos.
They're local as.
But apparently, he's woken up. Why didn't you yell for me?
And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
I did!
You're waking up with the Novos. Meg and Crevo. New FM.
Hey, kicking off next week, Crevo, next Monday.
Mm.
$10,000 cash tracks.
Oh, this is so exciting.
So excited about this. So basically, you got to keep New FM on all day long. all day long, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning with us. Keeps on from 5, obviously, because we start at 5. But we're going to reveal these cash tracks, and you have to write them down every day. And then after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to open the lines, 13 10 09. If you've written down all the cash tracks, call up. They're worth $105 each.
Yeah.
You got to give us the name and the artist.
Title and artist.
Yep.
Has to be there complete.
Yep.
And if you get them right, all that cash yours.
All
bang.
That cash is yours. Plus, if you get them all, there's a special surprise as well that we're going to reveal on Monday if that person happens to get all 5 right. Or 5 or how many there are. I'm not too sure how many cash tracks there are.
I think it's like 5 or something.
It could be something like that. We'll find out on Monday, won't we?
Special surprise.
Special surprise.
Could be all yours.
What's up next, Crevo?
We are doing Celeb or Pleb. This is, of course, the challenge between us to try and detect if we are talking to a celebrity or a regular person. Producer Jackson lines up a caller, an anonymous caller on the line.
Mm.
We have a chat to them, ask them some questions, listen to their voice.
Last week was a treat, Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We've had Shannon Null. We've had Ranger Stacey from Totally Wild. We've had Dr. Katrina from Harry's Practice. Been some pretty big celebs.
Yeah, there has along the way, and some great plebs as well, just regular people fooling us with the sound of their voice.
I think we're due for a pleb. We've had a lot of celebs.
Could well
be. We're due
be.
For a pleb. All right, we're going to play Celeb or Pleb.
The Novos. Hey, little mama, yeah, you heard about me. The Novos.
The Novos.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
New FM. Celeb or Pleb.
Yeah, this is where producer Jackson lines up an anonymous caller on the line. It could be someone famous, or it could be just a pleb, a regular person. Meg currently on 9 points. I'm trailing behind on 8. This could be my day.
This could be the day to tie the scores up,
Crevo. Swoop in and steal the win.
Yes, let's meet our anonymous caller. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Crevo, do you want to start these questions off?
Yeah, let's get into the questions here where we'll try and figure out, are you famous or not? Question one, when did you last buy clothes online and what did you buy?
I haven't bought clothes online for years. I don't think, I couldn't even remember.
Oh, not an online shopper then. Okay, question two, are you more of a Milo person or a Nesquik person?
Neither. I'm a Cadbury drinking chocolate girl.
Oh, fancy, fancy. To be fair, that's my favourite as well.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I used to, that was my go-to.
Okay, interesting. I didn't even think of that as an option. All right, that's all right. A little left of field. All right, question three. Have you ever ridden a jet ski? And if so, where was it?
Yes, I have, but I don't know where it was. It was somewhere in Newcastle. Can't remember.
Okay. All right. Question four. What is your go-to cocktail?
I don't drink, so none of the above.
Mocktails only for you?
Yeah, a Coke. A can of Coke.
Okay. All right. Next one. Do you own a drill?
Yes.
She owns a drill. Okay.
Practical.
All right. Final
question.
When did you last go to the movies and what did you see?
A little while ago, and it was that Channing Tatum one about the dog.
Oh, yes, I couldn't tell you the name of the
movie.
Nobody
knows.
I think it was called Dog.
I think it was called, actually.
What's that Channing Tatum one about a dog?
Dog? Pretty sure it's called
Dog. Is that Channing Tatum in it? Girls are watching it. It's simple.
Okay, Crevo, do you want to guess first?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? This is throwing me a little bit because what lady doesn't buy clothes online these days? It's very rare.
Someone who goes to Rodeo Drive, maybe.
That's right. And I also think the Cadbury drinking chocolate is a bit fancy. I think you're a celeb.
You know what? Someone famous.
I
think you're a pleb.
A regular person.
Okay. Anonymous, reveal, are you a celeb or are you a pleb?
Meg's on 10 points.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my God. Totally missed it.
All right, what is your name, lovely?
Tanika. We spoke yesterday.
Hey, you fooled us.
Tanika, thank you so much for getting involved. I knew there was a pleb on the cards. I said this.
Thank you. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks, Tanika.
The Novos.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, round three, Charlie Sheen. What's going on?
Yeah, so Denise Richards' mum has now joined OnlyFans in support of her daughter.
What?
Posting anything crazy. It's just going to be career advice and business chick advice. Oh, okay. That
so they're not like doing scenes together or something?
No.
Oh, my God, creeper.
No.
I don't know, in support. The whole thing sounded weird to me.
She's come out and she said, look, many people don't post nudity. I am going to go in there in support of my daughter. But interesting, her daughter's $19.99 a month. She's 20. $25 a month for Denise Richards.
Oh, my gosh.
And all of her celebrity insights.
Jeez.
She got a lot of subscribers.
I'm not paying $25 for
Denise
Richards.
I'm not sure how many subscribers she's had, but...
You can't tell, can you, when you log on to OnlyFans?
No, but what I find interesting about OnlyFans is that they give the percentages of, where you stand, like what tier you are.
Yeah.
Now, everyone that I know that has an OnlyFans is always going in their Instagram bios, I'm in the top 0.5% or the top 5-10% of OnlyFans in the world. And I'm like, okay, so who are the rotters that are in the 80%? Like, where are all of them?
There must be so many that have never earned a single dollar.
I know a guy who's got an OnlyFans and he's like the helpful hubby. And all he does is take videos of him doing chores, like doing the laundry or doing the washing up, all that kind of stuff. I think he charges like $5 a month.
That's crazy.
And I don't think he's in the top 5%.
He's not earning any money.
Well, no. Denise Richards has about 4 million Instagram followers. Now, if she has 25,000 of them sign up for even just 1 month, that's so much money.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
true.
Much money.
Just to support your daughter, hey?
Oh, maybe I should get an OnlyFans.
Yeah,
I do know that.
You should.
You've talked about it so often, Jackson.
Well, a listener reached out and said they would subscribe.
So, yes, they.
You know?
Oh, or hey.
You know what? I would as well, Jackson.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Look at that. Well, there we go. I've got $50. What about you, Creevo? You're going to get me to the 75?
Up. No.
Support your friends, Creevo.
Britney Spears back on Instagram. She did ditch it. Now she's back to tell everyone why she hasn't gone on a honeymoon. She said that they opted to buy a house instead. She also wanted to just tip her hat to a publication, the Tehran Weekly, because, of course, Sam Asghari, he is from that part of the world, and they said they've got a headline at the moment, and she just loves it. It says, once you go Persian, there's no other version.
Oh.
So that's what they're gifting her after her wedding day. But, yeah, apparently that's why they're not jetting off, because they decided to opt for a house. Now, is there money trouble in the Spears family?
She's not in the position where she has to choose.
Yeah, she may be after that conservatorship. Maybe they wasted all of her money, because we still don't know the details of what she got out of it, what she left. I guess that book will tell us, but maybe they're not giving her an upfront. Maybe they're waiting until that paper's all in.
I was going to say as well, maybe that wedding set it back a fair bit.
Possibly.
Yeah, with the horse-drawn carriage.
I just wouldn't have thought Britney Spears had been in money troubles.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't have thought it.
Well, I hope she's not. She doesn't deserve it.
Well, it would have to be the horse-drawn carriage, because that dress didn't cost much.
No, absolutely not. Maybe she... Oh, I feel bad. Maybe she had to pay people to come to a wedding. Who knows?
Potentially. Well, Madonna was there, and Madonna did perform the chorus of Vogue, so...
Oh, she had to pay royalties.
Maybe there was a performance fee.
Maybe.
I don't think Madonna does much for free.
Oh, absolutely not.
I think so.
No, thank you very much, Jackson.
The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos. With Megan Creevo.
Megan Creevo.
New FM. Feel Good Friday. I don't know about
you, but I feel good. Oh, that is what we are all about. Feel Good Friday with 105 minutes commercial free with Jackson on the way.
Think you might like this, Meg Green Day.
Yes. I'm dreaming of holidays right now.
Holiday. Well, the 2 day one coming out, kind of.
Yeah.
Tate McRae.
Beautiful.
Well, you know I'm a fan. But
Creevo.
Last Animals as well.
One of his favourites. I love it. 105 minutes commercial free. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming up after 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay, Meg. How would you like to live for 5 years tax-free?
Sign me up.
This is such a cool thing. Furthermore, you'll be living in a paradise less than 6 hours away from here.
Okay, I'm trying to suss out where this could be.
We're talking about Bali.
Oh, there's I've never been to Bali.
Oh, it's very nice, and there's a new, like, visa coming.
Yeah.
Where you can live for 5 years tax-free.
I'm loving this idea.
Forget going to Dubai or something far away, difficult, a lot of annoying laws.
Yep.
None of that. This is way cooler. New thing coming. I'm going to tell you all about it. This is exciting stuff.
We'll find out how to live in paradise.
The Novos.
Now, this is so cool. So, Indonesia, Bali, they've got this thing now. You can get a 5-year visa where you can go and live in Bali tax-free.
So what do you mean by tax-free? Like, as in they're not going to tax you in Bali?
Yep, yep. Okay. So and when you live in a country and earn money, that's where the country you live in is where you pay the tax.
I didn't know that.
Okay. So this is so cool because all you have to do is have a job from outside the country, like one of those, you know, like a work-from-home job.
Yep.
So, for example...
Call center.
Your ex-fiancé.
Yeah.
He works from home.
Yeah.
As long as he's got his phone line or internet, whatever he needs, he could do this, right?
Go to Bali.
5 years tax-free. Now, if you're earning decent money, that is a huge incentive.
Oh, yeah, because Bali, not that expensive to live
in. It's so cheap. Like, the housing over there is, like, incredibly cheap.
But what's the, like, internet situation like? Because if you're going to be doing work from home,
it's
you need a good... Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, they've got, like, the 5G and everything set up.
Beautiful.
So you, as long as you get, like, wireless from your phone or whatever, or like one of those little wireless modems, you'd probably be all good.
Sweet.
They've been trying to get this sort of thing passed for a long time because over there you can't really work if you're a foreigner, really. It's really hard to get the visa sorted.
Mm.
I looked into it when I was younger wanting to work there.
What would you do over there?
Oh, like there's plenty of office stuff I could have done or sales or whatever. Like a lot of opportunity, but getting the work visa sorted has been incredibly difficult forever. So this is like a game changer. And if I was young, like... You know, early 20s, no commitments, you know, I hadn't set up my life. This would be a great way to get ahead.
Yeah.
5 years tax-free and living in a low cost of living, like 6 hours from Australia.
Mm.
That's actually an incredible opportunity.
Do we want to move to Bali and do the show from Bali?
Can we do it via Zoom or something?
Maybe. Hey, bosses, what are we doing, boys?
Is this a possibility?
That'd be actually incredible. Imagine waking up if we had like a villa on the water.
Which you could totally afford.
Doing the show, looking over that every morning, how incredible. And it's not ridiculously cold like it is here.
I'm looking at a villa now that's for rent. And this is just to keep in mind if you're doing a work from home job, right? Yeah. This villa actually does have views over the ocean.
Yeah.
Little swimming pool.
Ooh.
3-bedroom.
Beautiful. Office.
Stunning garden.
So that means you've got a bedroom, office, and a spare room for visitors.
Exactly. Like the garden, of course, they always do so good in Bali.
Yeah.
All of that. It's $200 a week.
Oh, get out.
And it is luxury, like aircon, like all the mod cons, all of that. Like you can afford to have like a housekeeper and stuff.
If you're working from home, why wouldn't you? That's incredible. You go out to eat every night. The food in Bali would be
so
incredible.
Good. 5 years tax-free. Just think about that for a minute. You could set up your, like you could come back and buy a house.
Yeah, easy.
You know, in cash.
If you're having trouble saving for a deposit and you work from home, this is your solution.
Yeah, great idea. Anyway,
look,
just
if I could work from home over there, I'd probably do it.
Look into it. It's called the Digital Nomad Visa.
Interesting.
Because they're trying to attract people, you know, what they call the digital nomads, people with these, you know, IT tech support jobs or whatever online.
Yeah.
Perfect opportunity.
That's incredible. Thank you, Kribo.
No worries.
You're giving people lots of life advice.
That's what I'm offering.
I love it.
It's all part of the friendly service that we offer here.
Exactly.
At
the other friendly service is... cash.
Yes, that it is.
$375 with birthday lotto. What month are we looking for, Kribo?
I've just spun the wheel. It's come up May.
May. If you're born in May and you want the cash, 13-9, we're doing it next.
The Novos.
Try not to look, but the guy in finance has gone crazy. With only Nova Castrian winners.
Are you serious? You cannot be serious.
It's your chance at a stack of cash. Megan Kribo's.
Thank you so much.
Birthday lotto.
You just made my day.
Okay, May is the month of honour at the moment. $375 on the line. Let's go into the weekend giving away some cash.
Oh, yeah. Let's meet Kate from Wanji, who manages a village. Manages a village?
Yeah.
How incredible. Says she's Newcastle's busiest woman and needs the cash for some petty. Everyone needs it for fuel right now.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's on for the weekend?
Oh, just got a barracks for the soccer, and then got to pick up some stuff for a new sailing boat.
Sailing boat. Interesting. Lots of driving around there. That's why we need the petrol.
Are you some kind of, like, royalty? Like, you're the manager village and have a boat? A sailing boat? A yacht?
I've got to have some chill time, and that's the way you get out there. No phones, no contact. It's just... peace and quiet.
All you right. And the sail flapping in the breeze.
Ah, yeah.
Listen to how relaxed you are just talking about
I know,
it,
this is beautiful. Well, what's been in these birthday bullets for you, Kate? Fingers are crossed for you. Where you born on the 3rd of May?
No, but anyway.
Oh, sorry. You can try exactly. Next time May comes out, you straight on the phone.
You got to be in it to win it.
Yeah, it means it jackpots to $400 on Monday.
It should buy you like a pipette of fuel or something.
Yeah, well, as well, something else happening on Monday, Crevo.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
School holidays are just around the corner, right? Mm-hmm. And what happens in school holidays around here?
They want activities.
They want activities, and we're talking Disney on Ice.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God. Snow Your Disney Songs is back. So basically, we're going to play little snippets of Disney songs. Mm. And then you have to finish singing along once we stop it. Now, the prize, family passes to Disney on Ice.
So it's worth embarrassing yourself on the radio.
Mate, I'd do it for less.
Would you?
Absolutely.
What's the minimum you would do it for?
$50.
$10?
Look, I've sung Jesse McCartney on this show before and I didn't get paid for that, so don't worry about that. I've got no shame.
Bag of Doritos?
Bag of Doritos, depending on the flavour. Supreme cheese? Absolutely. The other
single,
one? No, thank
a
you.
A single Dorito?
Nah, not a single Dorito. I want a pack. I want at least one of those small packs of Doritos. We're not talking about Doritos, Creeper.
No.
Disney on Ice tickets. Family passes, in fact, to Disney on Ice. Snow, your Disney songs start Monday with us.
That's right. Your chance to win family passes to Disney on Ice.
Very exciting.
Need we say more?
I don't think we do. Hey, 105 minutes commercial free up next with Jackson.
Interesting choice, Doritos, to be happy with.
I love a Dorito.
You and Kelly Brianne.
Kelly Brianne.
Licking the cheese dust.
Oh,
it.
No.
Brittany.
I'm eating the whole Dorito. I ain't doing a Kelly Brianne.
You're not doing a Kelly Brianne. Toxic Pony on the way.
Oh,
Five, do you remember this?
High school disco, Lord. Yes.
Right, the social.
There's a
social
tip for
social,
you.
Oh my God.
Here's a tip for you.
Yeah.
If you're a fear of Dorito dust,
yeah,
eat the Doritos with chopsticks.
I was going to wear gloves.
Oh, gosh.
That's even weirder.
Or just wash your hand. Hand sanitizer is readily available now. Gaga on the way as well.
Beautiful. Newcastle's only blog of ad-free music kicking off for you in minutes. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll catch you on Monday. Bye-bye.
See you then.